Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain material of an extremely sensual nature. So please only continue to listen if you're an adult and are willing to explore your deepest sensual desires with me. You know, you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming. Hi, it's Devlin from Wild Desires, and I would just like to welcome you to another episode of Wild in Bed, your Sunday night destination of sensuous pleasure. Now, this week I'm going to be doing a sensuous meditation. Let's put it like that. This isn't an erotic meditation. It's not guiding you into a fantasy, but it is designed to help release your inner goddess. It's designed to bring out your natural sensuality and really get rid of all the normal roadblocks that everybody has to enjoying deep sensual pleasure. It's that simple. It is best listened to several times. You'll find it having an increasing effect every time you listen. How you respond will be perfect for you. Very metaphorical, it's very subliminal, and it will be perfect for you. You know, so don't put any pressure on yourself about this. Don't have any expectations. How your body responds, how your sensuality responds is absolutely perfect for you. And that's the point of it. Okay, so you'll probably, if you're not, you'll want to be lying on your bed for this. So get on your bed. Put your headphones on, throw the cat, the dog out. Switch off the ringer. And when you're ready, you can know that the first step to enjoying true, deep, sensual pleasure is made when you close your eyes and take a long, slow, deep breath. Breathe in fresh, cleansing energy. Breathing out any stresses or concerns. Take care your spine is straight. This allows your natural channels of energy to flow freely. Breathing out a sense of relief, as you might feel when you sit alone for a moment and relax after a long, hard day. Now, as you lay there, relaxing deeper, I wonder if you can imagine being stood at the top of 5 stone steps. At the bottom of the steps there is an old metal gate, painted brilliant white, covered in intricate patterns. Just there, beyond that gate, is the most beautiful rose garden you have ever seen. Now, in a moment, you'll walk down those steps, taking each step slowly and easily, relaxing deeper and deeper with every step that you take. Once you're at the bottom of the steps, you can go through that gate And you can know that once you are through that gate and close it behind you, you can shut out all the worries and concerns of the outside world. Once you are in that rose garden, you can leave behind all your inhibitions and doubts. So as you take that first step, just take a moment to enjoy the view. The sea of roses in the garden. Every colour you can imagine. And how they shimmer in the afternoon sun. And as you watch the shimmering sea of roses, you can feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed. Another step. Listen for a moment. Enjoy the sounds of the birds singing brightly as they fly in the sun. Their beautiful songs touching somewhere deep inside, taking you even further into relaxation. And as you take another step down, further and further down the steps, you can notice the fragrance of the flowers, how heavy and intoxicating it feels as it drifts in and around you. As you breathe in the fragrance, feeling the beautiful scent moving through your body, relaxing you deeper and deeper. As you take another step down, deeper and deeper, further and further, into a beautiful state of deep relaxation, deeper than you can remember, relaxing before, you can taste the nectar, that gentle sweet taste coming from the roses. That soft sweetness upon your tongue just seems to relax you further. And the last step, taking you deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. You feel the caress of the afternoon sun gently moving across your skin, her sensuous rays relaxing you still further as she basks you in the soft glow of her gentle warmth. And you might be surprised to realize as you close your eyes here at the bottom of the steps, you can still see the soft glow of the sun through your eyelids. Now in a moment you can step through that gate, and as you step through that gate, you'll leave behind any worries and concerns. You'll feel any inhibitions or doubts just drop away as you step through that gate. So I will count from 3 down to 1, and when I get to 1, you can take a nice deep breath and walk through that gate. And when you breathe out, as you close the gate behind you, leaving behind all worries and concerns, all inhibitions and doubts, So when you are ready, 3, 2, 1, take a nice deep breath and step through the gate, closing it behind you, and breathe out, letting go of all your worries and concerns, all your inhibitions and doubts, just dropping away. Now ahead of you, through the sea of roses, there is a grass path. The grass is a vibrant green and glistens a little from a morning shower. And you can know that as you walk along that path, it will feel so relaxing walking on the soft grass in the afternoon sun. So take that first step and get a sense of the grass under your naked feet. Notice the warmth of the sun caressing you. As you walk through the beautifully fragrant sea of roses, and as you continue to walk along that path, feeling that soft grass beneath your feet, the grass still a little damp from a morning shower. You can get a sense of how the grass caresses your feet, eases gently between your toes, so soft, so gentle, and just a little damp in the morning shower. How all the roses around you are so beautiful in bloom. How their fragrance fills the air with sensual pleasure. And you can taste that sensuality right there on your tongue. As you breathe in their fragrance, you can feel your body filling with their sensuality. And as you walk further and further down the path, enjoying the warm rays of the sun as they caress your skin, that gentle warm tingle relaxing you deeper with every step you take. And here, at the end of the path, you might notice a single rosebud, a deep red rosebud, still closed in the afternoon sun. Its petals curled slightly outwards, revealing occasional drops of dew from the morning shower. And as you reach out and gently touch the rosebud, you might notice there is a little petal. Little petal that's different from the rest. Some might say malformed. It just happens to be growing in slightly the wrong way, and it's inhibiting the rose from opening fully and enjoying the warmth of the afternoon sun. As you caress that petal with the tip of your finger, you notice how easily it moves away and almost automatically the rose begins to bloom so quickly and with ease. glistens on her crimson red petals as she continues to bloom further and further. As her petals stretch in the afternoon sun with ease and confidence, you might notice how a few of her petals just seem different from the rest. But that's okay. They fit in so beautifully with the rest of her vibrance. And you might notice that those petals that are slightly different just add to the vibrance of her beauty. Her fragrance fills the air. Her beautiful fragrance that has been hidden all morning somehow seems more intoxicating than all the other roses. And as you breathe in her fragrance, you can feel her intoxicating passion moving through your body. It might be tempting just to taste a drop of her sweet rose water as you caress her sensual petals with the tips of your fingers, slowly, gently, enjoying the sensation as a gentle breeze causes these petals to tremble as you touch them. And just for a moment, you can immerse yourself in the sensation of her rose water on your lips. The hint of wild passion that tastes so good as you let your lips savor every drop. Absorb her sensuality, drink it in, feel that rose water moving through your body, filling every cell with her wild passion. Notice the rays of the sun and how they surround you, cocooning you in a brilliant golden energy, sealing in all these wonderful sensations of passionate sensuality. Stay here for as long as you want. You can immerse yourself in these sensations, feeling more and more sensual with every breath you take. You can feel that sensuality becoming a permanent part of who you are. You can know that you can return to this beautiful rose garden as often and whenever you want. And every time you return, the sensations of sensuality will just become stronger and stronger. And when you are ready to return to your normal world, just drift right back up that path, through that gate and up those steps, taking all these wonderful feelings with you back into your real world. Good. Now hopefully you're feeling a little more relaxed and a little more sensual. I hope so anyway. That's it for this podcast. It's been a pleasure. Now, next week, I'm doing a story again. It'll be a friends to lovers story. So please tune in. Join me. And don't forget to subscribe. You don't want to miss these stories, honestly. Look forward to joining you while I'm in bed next Sunday, 10 PM Central Standard Time. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. Visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.